This is St. Louis Public Radio. Climate change poses a threat to many plants and animals on Earth. A scientist at St. Louis University has found that warming temperatures could change how treehoppers, tiny sap-feeding insects, sing to each other. Biologist Casey Fowler Finn worked with sound artist Stephen Vitiello to present the treehopper songs in an exhibit at the SLU Museum of Art. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen spoke to Fowler Finn and asked what these insects sound like.
So they don't actually produce sounds that travel through air. So we oftentimes think of insects that sing using sounds that we hear in the summertime, like crickets and cicadas and katydids. Instead, these guys use sound that travels through plant stems. So these are called substrate-borne vibrations. They basically emit these vibrations. Those travel through the plant stems where they're picked up by sensors on another insect's legs. And so you can't hear it unless you tap into the plant. And we have specialized equipment to do so. And when you do end up listening into the plant stem, you hear songs that you would imagine coming from frogs and whales, not tiny little half-centimeter insects.
So how did you and the artist even meet and come up with this idea to create this exhibit?
Stephen and I met at Mountain Lake Biological Field Station, which is University of Virginia's field station, and he was really into sound art, and he listened to a talk that I gave and played the sounds of these insects, and he was just blown away. So he commissioned me to help him work on a piece that showed up at Virginia Tech Center for the Arts. It got such good feedback that it really seemed like a powerful way to communicate what I research to a general audience and to really inspire respect and awe for insects.
You've done research to show that the mating songs that male treehoppers sing could be affected by climate change. How does that come through in the art part of this exhibit?
Stephen and I, and then also a graduate student of mine, went into the field for 2 or 3 weeks and intensively sampled substrates. So we brought our recording devices, which we had to attach to the plant stems, and we basically sat and waited for insects to sing. And then as we worked through the sound files, Stephen would ask me what was going on. And I would be able to tell him, oh, that's a mom treehopper who is telling her babies to be quiet because there's a predator nearby. Stephen was able to kind of build a story in his head of these sounds. And then what we did was we categorized them from different temperatures. So we start out in the exhibit, it starts out at cooler temperatures, around 65 degrees Fahrenheit. And at the end of the 8-minute segment, you're listening to insects that are singing at really hot temperatures.
How can art like this be an effective tool for communicating, you know, these complex scientific concepts like climate change?
I think if you dive into the world of animals and how they're experiencing things on a day-to-day or even minute-to-minute basis, you get a better idea of just how complex the effects of climate change are. So the fact that you can listen to this piece and hear the same insects sound totally different at two different sounds, I think that can really capture people's imagination and really make them understand the full extent of how climate change is impacting animals and plants in our ecosystem. I've found through exhibits similar to this that when people hear these sounds that are just really beautiful sounds, that they appreciate the insects and think about them in an entirely new way.